This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
3 o'clock on Monday, no Ted Johnson. I bought a shirt yesterday that kind of has a Ted Johnson feel to it. It's just a golf shirt, but when I bought it, I was like, this feels like I'm being influenced by Ted.
What does it have? It says Ted's in it 3.
It's blue,
yep,
and it has pink flamingos on it.
That's a solid choice.
I feel that I needed a shirt to bring to a vacation, so need a couple.
Are you actually going to be comfortable wearing that?
I Why wear a shirt. I be?
I don't know.
What, are you judging me?
Well, you're the Jaylen. Yeah, you're the Jaylen Brown guy.
Why can't I wear pink flamingos?
It would be a surprise.
Why?
You don't strike me as a pink flamingos guy.
Why? What does that even mean? You know what else I bought? That
what?
Probably won't strike you. I joined the club that everybody's been in for years now because I feel like I needed
Rogaine.
Some no
Mile High.
Oh, how would I need that? No. I bought some Hey Dudes.
For, excellent choice.
The resort.
That, I could see that.
Because I feel like they're like casual, comfortable, but I can wear them to dinner and look respectable.
That is precisely. And also, you know,
I have
nice?
Like blue slides otherwise. And if I stroll into like the nice restaurants with blue slides, I feel like I'm going to get some looks from
with
the
Hey Dudes,
Europeans.
The nice thing, you know, who cares? Who cares what people say anyway, number one.
It's
number
America.
And number
you're
two, well, actually, he's not going to be in America.
Not going to be in America.
Yeah, but so you're an American, so we don't care.
Yeah, ugly American. We're trying to be less
now he's
ugly.
Trying to you don't want to perpetuate the idea of the ugly American. You want to have a little fashion set.
Because when I'm going to have the Jaylen Brown jersey like on the beach and stuff, so there's going to be a little ugly American.
Look at this American showing off his biceps.
And then they're going to be like, oh, but he's got some nice Hey Dudes and a pink flamingo shirt for dinner.
Now he is oiling his muscles on the beach.
Oh,
this
I
is very
strange. Unless you're talking about Copper Tone 30 to make sure I don't burn. That's all I'm
30?
Yeah.
You gotta go higher than 30?
No, 30's perfect. Anything more than that is incremental gains. Don't you read?
What?
Man. Yeah.
Of course I
read. The difference between 30 and 50 is like tiny.
That's right. I wear like 200.
No, I'm like 30 multiple times. Anyway, Dan
like
Ball,
paste.
Time for the 3-point stand. Let's get this show together.
Hey, dude.
Ready?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to 3.
Tatum puts up a 3. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance on WEEI Afternoons, and the 3-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you look like a tourist on your fancy-ass vacation, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777.
Does Jeffrey Glassman have a department for people that sue for catching too many strays on the radio?
I can check into that for you, and I can tell you exactly what number I will call, which is 617-777-7777 to do that for you. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and then the Behind the Glass boys, all of whom will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports and on Mondays, sometimes beyond. Each host and us will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance, after which we will open up the floor for discussion. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then myself, Dan Ball, with the accompaniment of my man Stiz. Andy will lead us off. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
As we just proved, I get judged a lot around here. Apparently, I am not man enough or too much of a man to wear a Pink Flamingo shirt, but I'll be wearing a Pink Flamingo shirt. I'll also be watching Women's College World Series. I am a huge fan, not just of Lucky Energy, but also of the Women's College World Series. You've noted we're in that time of year. Spelling Bee, Men's College World Series, Women's College. There's
Little
sporting
League World
events
Series
are starting to pop up. Little League World
Always
Series,
a good time,
which I feel like are growing beyond niche audiences. Like they're growing, and you know, you got your buddy that always, oh, I always watch Little League World Series when that's on. I'm the College World Series for women. Like I think it is such an enjoyable sport. A few years ago, before baseball kind of picked up their pace, got the pitch clock and made a few adjustments, I thought softball was where it's at because the games are shorter, they're more intense, they're more exciting, there's more, you know, energy. And yeah, I like watching the pitchers. It's a little different look to it, the smaller field. So if you're bouncing around ESPN or the various networks this week and you see a college women's World Series game on, I would urge you to go watch it because it's an enjoy. Even Stiz, you can chime in. You've been watching it, have you not?
Yeah, I did. I saw that viral clip where the girl
hit
the
dirt.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
And these are great athletes that probably don't get enough credit. We've kind of picked up the pace with women's basketball. It's time for us to follow softball. And by the way, Major League Baseball is now partnering with a women's professional softball league. So that'll be coming in the future.
Awesome. Well put. Look at you expanding your
also,
sports horizons.
Also, the Tennessee uniforms today are sweet.
Let me guess. Visors and orange.
Visors orange and like a, is that a baby blue, a powder blue, whatever it is sweet. My two favorite colors, powder blue and orange. So
what a unique combo.
And it looks,
powder
did you say
blue
it?
And
it
orange?
Looks great.
Yeah.
And then you're right. They do wear visors.
I mean, on brand.
Pulls it all together.
On brand.
A sport where visors are integral. I think we
although
might,
some of them
we
wear the mask. The pitchers wear the protective
I'm surprised
mask.
More don't. At
you
least
are
in the
pretty
infield.
Close to home plate.
Yeah.
What
like
is
if
the
you're
distance,
a third baseman.
Like 40 feet?
45 feet.
That's too close.
Yeah.
Take
but I don't know that
chops.
The exit velocities are quite comparable to like high end.
Yeah, but don't
man,
they use metal bats?
Baseball.
And they have like
oh, yeah.
the slashing
yeah.
thing, right? Where they can like
oh,
they
yeah.
bunt, pull
bunt,
it back
pull
and swing.
Back
and then if
awesome.
You're the third baseman, you're
awesome.
Taking that one right in the teeth.
See, you like it too. It's a fun sport. It's got its unique
yeah.
rules and it's enjoyable.
Wait until they once they introduce like hand to hand combat, that's when it's really going to go
no,
to
but
the next
yeah,
level.
There was a girl the other night with an inside the park home run. That was, I mean, a little league inside the park home run. She bunted, they threw it away behind first. She went to second, they threw it away.
Well, the Red Sox give those up all the time. That's not new.
I was going to say, they should probably look to draft from there.
Yeah. No kidding. They'll know exactly what the game plan is.
Pew, pew, pew.
Honest to God, what a mess.
All right. Speaking of messes, let's move on with the 3-point stance.
This segment.
All right, Fitzy.
Come on, Dan. Pull it together.
Oh, shut up. Are
hey,
you
Dan,
ready?
Pull it together.
Right? Honestly, always up your backside. This guy can't just like let it rest. Metaphorically speaking.
Always blame the producers. Fitzy, are you ready?
Yes. I suppose.
Your 60 seconds. Begin right now.
I'm not sure if this is a continuation of last week, which was such a lousy week, although, as you pointed out at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, Andy, nice turn for the Patriots, Josh McDaniels speaking, the feels of David Andrews retiring, all those good memories. Here's Travion Henderson. Drake May looks good. Steph Diggs. Hey, he's actually here, and he's running around. Granted, he can't fully flex that leg yet because he just had surgery 7-8 months ago. But I got to tell you, all of the drama, all of the dysfunction, all the stories, all the rumors, all the things you hear and can report on, all the things you hear and can't report on with Steph Diggs already, kind of have me at peak fatigue with Diggs. I got to say, if Steph Diggs is not able to come out on, if Steph Diggs cut it out, exactly.
Yeah, let's go.
He just went full Nickelodeon. Yep. Made popular by, of course, Dave Coulier, who broke Alanis' heart, and that's why she's saying you ought to know.
Jesus,
anyway, that has nothing to do with my 3-point stance. This is the way my mind works. Suck it. So, at this point now in time, unless Steph Diggs is able to come out and perform at a level that we saw, maybe not in Minnesota, maybe towards the end of his Buffalo days or early on last year in Houston. If I'm the New England Patriots, considering that you're trying to move on from the drama, you want clear leadership, you have a vision for a smart, drama-free, heady football team, I'd be prepared if I were the Patriots. If he makes one more mistake, move on.
Dang, that is quite the line in the sand.
I think I'm getting to a certain age and or level of my fandom where I just don't have time to deal with all the crap. I don't like now.
You don't
I understand.
Suffer fools.
No, I don't. Thank you.
He's a bit of a fool right now.
Steph Diggs.
Yeah,
he's playing. He's acting a fool. That's for darn sure.
Definitely acting a fool over the last week.
Yeah, and I just you know what I want to hear. I'd rather see development. I'd rather the young kids get it. Well, so you're going to have to do it at some point.
You're advocating for Polk.
Let me
and
ask
Baker.
You this. Jalen Polk, a future red. That's Lann Larison and Efton Chisholm. They're the future Patriots Hall
of
Famers.
Oh, that's right. We've jumped right
wouldn't
over.
Poor Polk. But, like, do you really want to deal with this?
No, I didn't really want to deal it all along. You people were more excited about him than
well,
I
no,
was.
Well, no, shame on us for talking ourselves into it. Like, no, this will be good. He'll come in and he'll just, you know, that attitude, he'll put a little edge in the wide receiver room. Like, if it's going to be more about, like, where he's hanging out and who he's hanging out with and have you seen this latest video, then just get back to football. I just really don't want to hear it, see it, or deal
Cup.
With it. How many shows did
we... I would have traded for Cup.
How many
Very simple.
You didn't have to trade for him.
Well, no, but you had to trade for him because once he... had free
yeah,
agency.
He wasn't
well, you
signed
could,
here.
But you
he
could have overpaid to this
No, I don't think
you overpaid.
He saw the Mississippi, and he was not doing the reverse Oregon
so
trade.
So Lewis and, Clark, nope. Lewis and yep. Clarked it?
If you had traded for him, then you
probably gave him no choice. If you offered Cooper Kupp the $69 million deal they ultimately did Steph Diggs.
What did he get, 45?
45. 3 for 45.
Yeah.
If you offered him $20 million more, do you think he would have said no? I mean, Chris Godwin did.
I think he might have said no. Yeah. I think you would have had to trade for him. But I would have taken Cooper Kupp. Because this whole idea of who's going to be the mentor. Dan, you've lost control. There's another 3-point stance to do. Anyway, real quick. This whole idea of the mentor in the room.
It's an organic debate.
He's the rudder in the ship.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp was more suited to do that. Cooper Kupp was much more suited to do that.
Yes.
And I don't know where Stephon Diggs is in terms of that.
Efton Chisholm, Kendrick Bourne, Cooper Kupp would have the entire Eastern Washington receiver corps.
It's almost like you're going to use him as an example of what not to do. Say, hey,
maybe
if
that's
you're
why
considering going on a boat with a female rapper, singer, woman, and bringing pink substances, at least don't videotape it, and maybe just scrap the whole trip and just do something else for that weekend.
See, all right, now, the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, this Diggs stuff is such an overreaction. Is it?
Right. Well, I do have to go back to the question, and Dambo, we'll get to your 3-point stance.
But Andy, if he performs.
I haven't said a word this whole time.
No, I know, but you're looking.
You.
You're giving me the death glare.
If he kicks
I look
ass,
like that 4 hours a day.
If Steph Diggs just, you know, doesn't have any more leaky, anything else that leaks to social media, any other nonsense, any reason to show up the organization himself, his girlfriend, or anyone, great, fine, awesome, terrific, go do your job. But if there's more of this to follow, just don't
or
deal
just
with
this.
It.
Like, if the substance
everyone gets
is
one.
Presumed to be pink cocaine. Like, let's just pretend it is.
The funny stuff?
Yeah.
If it's not Fun Dip.
Is that okay? Just even the one-off, is that okay?
Not a great look.
I'd prefer
right, that's
not,
what I mean.
And again,
and
we
only
all said-
not doing it, handing it out to... How does it... All right, Stiz.
Young ladies.
Seriously. How does everyone get on that boat? Are they all friends of Diggs and Cardi B?
That's
are
an
they,
invite-only boat.
Is it an invite? Is it casting? Are they paid? I don't know.
No, they're not. No, I doubt that. It's an invite-only...
Whoa. Wait a minute. If people can insinuate that Bill Belichick's girlfriend is paid, then we can't insinuate that these girls might have been paid to be on that boat.
Yeah, but you're making it seem like it's a very quid pro quo thing. I don't think Jordan Hudson is paid in that way. Does she make money? Yeah, clearly. She has $9 million worth of real estate.
How'd she get all that, by the way?
But it's not like at the end of the night, Bill's, oh, here you go. Here's $1,000. Same thing with those women
on the
boat.
No, but that's what the guy assumed, the Airbnb owner. With the great accent,
and he
was like,
obviously
yeah, I assumed
wrong.
She was like a call girl or something.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Didn't he say something like this weird old guy walked
like,
out of
the. Yes. So we can't assume or at least discuss the idea that the women on this boat may have been paid to be there?
They weren't paid to be there. And number two, we said
How
this
last
week.
How do you say that
week.
So definitively?
I know. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but why would they have been paid to be there? It's just a group of famous and well-known people.
It's, you know what? It's just a group
Tell
of young
Tell a friend
beautiful
to bring a friend. That's the type of thing.
Do you pay
now.
Your friends to go on your boat, Andy?
Can I see?
No, but I don't
I
have that many
friends?
People on my boat.
Andy, do you survey other people's headshots before they get on your boat?
No. Is that a thing?
I'm just saying, like, if you're inviting Ask a Friend, like, I'm sure.
I didn't think the women on the boat were all that attractive.
Oh, here we go.
Come on, here
we
are
go.
Are you kidding? I didn't think the women on that boat were all that attractive.
I didn't. And we said last week, if he showed up at OTAs on Monday, you know, last week or whatever that was.
Totally different story. But it doesn't remove the fact that he allegedly or theoretically was in possession of a pretty serious substance, right?
Also, we don't
know
that.
It's a party substance.
We believe it to be allegedly,
allegedly
theoretically.
A party substance.
Yeah, well, and if it's what some of our callers have told us it is, it's an even bigger deal. Like whatever the
It's MDMA, ketamine.
Tusi.
Is that the name for the MDMA, ketamine, coke mix?
Street slang.
Yeah, and it's not great. It's not great. So just to, like, if you're a father, let's use the example. It's the same barometer a lot of us used with Belichick. Like, if that was your daughter, how would you feel about it? Because people got all up in arms. Oh, you shouldn't care. If this was your son, for example, on the boat holding the pouch, wouldn't you be like, what the F are you doing?
I'd tell him exactly what Coach Vrabel told him, which is make better decisions.
Okay. So it's not an overreaction. It's not overblown. The only way it's an overreaction if it's overblown is if there's nothing in that pouch and that it was.
How many times don't have to do it now, although your son is going to college. So there probably is a new level of don't do this, don't do that. Here's a couple of fatherly tips. But grow as your son aged up into high school, because mine's now a sixth grader. Yours obviously just graduated 12th. When, like, I have a lot of conversations of don't take this, don't be peer pressured into that. Like, it's very important to try to help steer that ship for them now at an early age. Did you have to do that a lot? Did he show naturally good
judgment?
It's
what Vrabel said. Right. And I was joking about it the other day. Make good decisions.
Yeah.
This is beaten into kids in our society from preschool straight up through. They try to, like, water it down because you can't be there for every decision. So you can't give them every example. So you give them make good decisions. Try to give them sort of the tools to know what is a good and bad decision. And they don't always. And you hope the bad ones are less bad and have less negative ramifications than they could. Dan Ball, time for your three-point stance.
You sure?
Yes.
You don't want to keep going?
No.
Daniel, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Your 60 seconds begins.
Text line agrees with me. All compensated to be there.
Well, they called you intelligent last week, so they're on a roll.
Go ahead, Dan.
Take snake.
All right. I'm pivoting away from the Patriots for just a moment. I was on boots on the ground yesterday when Christian Campbell didn't play first base and Abraham Toro came in. We also saw the news that Jack Caglione was called up by the Kansas City Royals, top 10 prospect in baseball, and that got Red Sox fans even more excited for the arrival of Roman Anthony. As much as I want to see what he can do at the big league level, I think he's going to be great at some point. I'm losing trust in the Red Sox ability to handle their prospects and their young players well. Christian Campbell has now played second, center, and left while working out at first. He's hit everywhere from fourth through eighth. Marcelo Meyer is playing third base, but Alex Cora acknowledged with us last week that he's a natural shortstop. And Seidon Rafaela has played center, short, second, third, and hit in all nine spots in the lineup. They are moving around their young players too much over the last few years, and I do not trust this current Red Sox front office and coaching staff to properly handle their young prospects. So as much as I'm excited for the arrival of Roman Anthony, the big three being here and doing their thing, if he doesn't come up for the next few weeks and he stays down in AAA, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because I don't know if this team knows what it's doing when it comes to developing its prospects at the major league level.
I mean, the guy that just got called up for Kansas City was ripping the cover off the ball, and Kansas City said, hey.
What's his name?
Jack Caglione?
No.
What is it?
Close. Caglione. Right, Dan Ball?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
I studied my pronunciation guide.
Congratulations. There's a cake and a prize in the breakout room for you.
Yeah, this is awkward.
Yep.
Okay, why do you suddenly a new drop that you're going to beat into the ground
fantastic.
Today?
Fantastic. So Jack Caglione.
Yes.
He was hitting the crap out of the ball. So yeah. Kansas City did the craziest thing. They said, hey, this kid looks like he's outgrown his AAA pants. Let's get him some big boy pants and call him up to the majors, because we could use an infusion of talent, a star for the fans to pay for tickets to see.
And Bobby Witt needs a running mate.
Yeah. So the Red Sox are like, oh, wow, we have someone who's the top, top prospect. He's also ripping the cover off the ball. He doesn't belong in AAA. Let's keep him there.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense. In fact, these two were paired
together
in some of the stories I was reading about teams that really need to bring up their top prospects.
Yeah, the Super 2 deadline, the arbitration
stuff. Yes, it was all those guys.
Those two were the two in the ESPN one that you cited last week, yeah.
And now one of them is in the big leagues, and it's not the one that's playing at Fenway Park. He's playing at Polar Park in Worcester.
Right.
Despite the fact that this team, okay, they won a series, that's great, against a Braves team that I believe was one of the projections for the World Series, Red Sox Braves?
It was this Red Sox Dodgers series? I think.
Oh, I thought there was a Red Sox
Braves. Dodgers beat the Yankees by, I think, 10,000 runs the other day.
Yeah, it was a bit of a beatdown. The Yankees bounced back. But the Red Sox have a nice series in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they've turned anything around.
No, they still went 2-for-4 on the road trip. Right. 2-and-4 on the road trip.
I'd also use the example of yesterday. They scored in the first inning. That's it. They scored in the first inning. End of tweet, as you like to say, Fitzy. Right. The game was luckily that's all you needed because you had your pig on the mound and your closer didn't blow it and you were able to get the win. There's no rule that says when you have that one inning where you put up a crooked number as baseball coaches,
you can't have a second one.
Can't have another one like a couple innings later.
Well, but you're also going up against a team with an elite pitching staff as well, which is what made the victory more impressive.
So maybe get your
offense
better.
Well, why
don't you make it better? Hey, exactly. That's why you should bring Roman Anthony up. But was the blue? I know we'll talk Sox a little bit later. But was the blueprint for yesterday, as if there were such a thing?
Pitch crochet, and you'll win a lot of games.
No. Big game from Crochet, and then Trevor Story comes alive and hits. Is that?
We counting on that,
Andy? I'm asking the audience at large.
Had a nice weekend.
Okay. It's called play along with the premise. Okay,
I'm just dubious. Turning my head sideways like a dog.
I see.
Oh, this is awkward.
By the way, I lobbied Ken Laird. I said when he partnered me and Hart 3.5 years ago, I said we should call the show. Well, this is awkward. He's like, well, how about Fitzy and Hart? I think, well, this is awkward.
And then they settled on EEI afternoons.
You telling me the ratings wouldn't be through? Wait, in Boston, my radio, my rental car says there's a show on sports radio called, well, this is awkward.
Yeah, would have been great.
Ken?
Instead, we just got the drop from Stiz that he fell
from
in love with
today. Ron Burgundy.
617-779-7937. Do you want to react to our three-point stances? I know no one wants to react to women's college softball, except the text line. I got a couple attaboys, which is really why I do it. That's really why I do it these days.
Oh, for the people?
Attaboys, the people.
This faux man of the people.
Man of the people.
By the way, the text line, I can repeat zero of these texts.
What they love?
Stanley, if you check the text line, they think that the people on the boat were compensated.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
And they were compensated in more than just cash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Call 617-779-7937 to react to our three-point stances. We also need to touch on the fact that the NBA Finals are set, and two states care, but do the other 48
two
really
super
care?
Populous states.
And the poor commissioner is like, wait, I was dreaming of Celtics-Lakers, and I got what? A little NBA Finals talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.